stop. The bees are going to start mating with you if you keep doing that. I think you could, sir.
I got makeup all in your mom's beekeeping suit, just so you know.
You wear makeup?
If your mom...
I don't fuck with that.
Does it make honey?
And fuck the wasp.
Son Piker owes me an apology.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Did I make honey? Jake and I are acting out the B movie today.
Watch this.
Like,
remember that?
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. Wow.
I was like, that's kind of embarrassing that you even did that.
I love that part of the movie.
No, we're recreating like the porn version of the B movie.
We are? Oh, I wasn't aware.
Ooh, imagine a porn in like by, what is this called? An atrium?
An apiary.
An apiary.
Mm-hmm.
What's an atrium?
I think that's just like a big like space. Like
not,
a big room.
I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not like one person who's like, I love bugs. Like, I love critters. I fucking love critters. Like, if there's one thing about me, if I go on a hike and if I'm going outside, I love stepping into the creek. I love looking for tadpoles. I love looking for like little turtles. I love looking for that shit. Bugs, I'm like everyone else who's like a little bit nervous around them. I'm not nervous at all. Like, in
well,
this
we are
suit
in
them.
Like the getup.
No, I know.
Like, we are in the getup.
I don't think you're supposed to say that word.
Getup?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't think that's like,
oh, the getup.
I think that's like derogatory.
Do you remember that?
Oh, child, the getup.
The getup.
I'm sorry, my face is itchy and I'm like trying to get to it. This does a really good job of you not being able to touch anything.
I know. I feel so safe in this. I want to wear this every day.
No, I'm having the best time of my life in this. Like, literally the whole time when I was getting here, like, I was telling Jake, I was like, this is so cute. Oh my God, this is so cute. I love the outfits. I love the bees. Like, I just want to hang out with them. I know I'm not supposed to, like, irritate them, and I know you keep saying that, but, like, I'm not afraid I want to communicate with them. You know what I mean? Like, I just want them to know, like, I'm their friend. I want to be, like, that one woman on TikTok who's, like...
You're such a girl.
You know
what? It's crazy.
In what sense?
Like, I just feel like girls have, like, whimsy and, like, you're like, I want to communicate with them.
I do. I fucking bees. Love the critters. I'm going to Oregon today for a week. Literally, I'm playing a beekeeper right now, and then later I'm hopping on a plane to go to Oregon. And the entire time, I will be looking for fucking critters. Like, the whole time, I will be seeking out critters. But this is, like, my favorite part ever. I want the queen to come out. There's this bundle of them that just keeps, like, crawling around each other.
Yeah, they're, like...
They're eating someone out.
They're sweet. We'll take a, like, a little, like a B-roll.
Can I take one home?
Yeah.
Just one.
Of course.
Just one.
Yes.
My mom...
You can take the queen.
My mom does really want honey.
My mom asked us if we wanted to be a part of her, like, apiary society.
Wait, I'm going to put the microphone up to them so that they can say something. Hold on. They have something to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody got so angry we didn't introduce our last guest. So here we go.
Right.
These are the bees. They're loud.
They're being very controversial right now.
Yeah. I'm going to have to bleep out like half of what they just said.
They are the ones that said it. It's their own language.
Yeah, you're right.
They can say get up, you cannot.
they were like, and fuck the wasps.
And they don't mean like the animal. They mean like
they
white
mean, like,
Anglican Saxon.
Protestants. Exactly. You know, it is perfect that we're doing this now, though, like during this month.
We should maybe not do why pride?
Mm-hmm.
Why bees are gay?
Be who you are for your pride.
Wait, come here. Wait, that's like...
Oh, it's a tick.
I know, that's like a full-on tick.
Well, good thing I'm wearing this. I can't get it on.
Oh my God. Damn,
good thing,
that's...
Good thing we didn't walk through here a lot.
Yeah, good thing that we're not...
Oh yeah, everyone's like, oh, the critters, until there's a tick on you.
Yeah,
until there's
that's...
a tick on you, and then you become critter racist.
Is there one on me?
I don't know, I don't see. I think you'll be okay.
I'm like worried now.
About ticks?
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking scared of now.
You'll be okay. Listen, this is tick proof.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
I mean, basically, every part of me is covered right now. No one can even tell that you have tattoos.
We need to...
Are you upset?
No, I was really fucking scared of, like, seeing your grandma. We're at Jake's grandma's house right now. And I was really, really nervous about... I need to keep wiping my face because I'm, like, sweating really bad, but I can't through the thing. I kept being really nervous about seeing your grandma because I thought that she was going to be like, oh, what a whore.
Oh, she did say that to me inside, though.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
And she saw my tattoos, and she was like...
Yeah, and she was like, strumpet, whore would get stoned in biblical times.
Strumpet?
Strumpet.
What does that mean?
That's a whore.
Oh! I've never been called that.
Oh, well, there's a first time for everything today.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, you were nervous about seeing my grandmother. I'm nervous about seeing my ex's parents across the street.
Is that where they are?
Yeah, that's where they live, babe.
Oh, here.
I know. I know. That's why I was like, I'm so glad this is far away from the house, because I was like...
I'll go knock. I'm not afraid.
I'll go knock. No, they were nice to me.
I'm not afraid of that.
They liked me.
I literally am not afraid of anyone that was ever involved with you. Like, literally, when it comes to, like, anyone that is ever involved with me, I'm, like, terrified. But your ex, I'm like, give him his shit back. Give it back. Please. Literally.
Wait. What's the sound where it's like, twink? What's that sound on
TikTok?
Is that
what I said to him?
No. No, but I'm saying...
I think
you're,
I did.
You're like that sound, though.
I think when I snatched your stuff back from his house, I think I literally said, twink!
Listen, I'm going to a wedding this weekend for my two friends from high school, and, like, I have, like, a mission there to figure out this one guy's story.
That's, like, not okay that people keep getting married during Pride Month.
No, it's actually straight. Disgusting.
Because I was to a wedding that was literally a straight couple, and, like...
Like, I actually guarantee you, if you ever get married, like, it will probably be during Pride Month. Like, I just feel like it's...
Oh, I would
happen.
Do it on June 1st.
Assert your dominance over the month.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean my wedding month? And then every year your fucking anniversary would be really obnoxious.
And I'd say, twink! I remember the first time that I said that word around you and you go, oh, you can't say that. And I was like, fuck, really? I'm so sorry. And I really meant it.
You did?
Yeah, I've never...
That was the first time you've ever apologized, like, for real, though.
I don't think I've apologized ever since then. No. Not to anyone at all.
You were like, oh, I said a bad word. I'm sorry.
I feel amazing in this. This is the best I've ever felt.
It's actually pretty breezy.
And like, this is the first time that people have seen our legs.
Our legs?
Yeah.
That's not true. This is not the first time. We've done multiple podcasts where people have seen our legs.
Which ones?
Actually, people can't even see your legs. These could be prosthetics. She's all prosthetic from here down. You'd think that if you got a prosthetic ass, you would have chosen a fatter one.
Damn. Adam keeps saying to me whenever I, like, I'm really sad, because yesterday I was going through a really bad depressive morning. I was, like, thinking about ending it all. I don't know why. Like, I just, like, woke up in someone else's bed that wasn't my own. It was my mom's, like...
It's very haunting that you're, like, standing over me while saying this right now. Like, it's really unsettling.
And Adam was like, damn, I was trying to, like, make jokes with you, and, like, you wouldn't want to make any jokes. And then later on, I was finally in a good mood because I took a nap and I finished my video and I was on FaceTime and I was like...
Aww.
And he was like, oh my god, yes, you're dancing again. I'm like, I love how that's like my like signal that I'm like, okay, like
it's Mary the Lorax.
Is this? Wait.
Honestly, you could cosplay the lady from the Bee movie, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that movie kind of fucked up though.
I don't remember it at all.
She's in love with a bee.
I got makeup all in your mom's beekeeping suit, just so you know.
You wear makeup?
If your mom...
I don't fuck with that.
Oh.
I don't fucks with that.
Jesus.
No, like, you're literally a catfish.
And what about it? Take her to beekeeping, the apiary on the first date, or whatever this is called.
The apiary, good job.
No.
You're getting smarter by the day.
If your mom asks, tell her that I got Patrick Ta and Milk Makeup blush on the inside of her.
She'll be able to smell it.
There's no smell.
Oh. That's disappointing.
I was hoping...
All makeup should be smelly.
Does your dad wear this one?
Don't know.
Oh.
I feel like that one's smaller. It looks like my mom's.
Can we switch?
You want to... No, you're not getting in my dad's fucking beekeeping suit.
I was hoping that I could, like, smell your dad's sweat on the beekeeping suit.
You're disgusting.
Or, like, his breath, like, on the mesh.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Why are you in love with my father?
I'm not in love with your father. It's just that I don't...
You're sexually attracted to him.
No, I'm definitely not.
You're like, there's a big difference between love and just, like, being, like, really horny.
It's not that. It's just that, like, I just... It's, like, something new for me because I've never experienced that.
Oh, a father?
Yeah, like a father figure.
And you're having trouble kind of, like...
Differentiating
the feelings.
Yeah.
You're like, is this a father figure or is this the love of my life?
Is this dad or is this daddy?
Period.
It's just like weird how you haven't like asked me like
you have not stopped talking, so how was I supposed to
sorry
say
I'm just so fucking hype about the bees. Multiple reasons.
You're like, it's just weird how you haven't said anything to me about... I was like, I have barely said anything actually, period.
It's because well, first of all, Jake Paul himself, or is it Logan Paul himself, sent me Prime Energy.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And so I do have Forever Chemicals and like the plastics that are in me,
guys. I'd be drinking Prime. Like, I've been drinking Prime. I seriously do. Like, Call me JoJo Siwa, because, like, I...
You did remind me of JoJo Siwa right there.
I drink Prime.
Does she drink Prime?
I hope she does, because otherwise, that personality is very unexplainable.
I feel like JoJo Siwa right now with, like, the energy that I have, like...
Stop! The bees are going to start mating with you if you keep doing that.
Wait, what's that one? The Russian woman dance? The like, the scary sound? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Of course you would know the Russian woman dance.
It's because you don't have women on your... What? When it's the Russian lady and it's this, like, scary sound, I'll make you edit it in. It's
like... Let it grow!
Nope, that's not it.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I can't do it because I'm not Russian.
It looked like you, like... displaced your hip doing that.
I did. I couldn't sleep all night because of my hip pain. No, I do have forever chemicals inside of me because Logan Paul keeps sending me Prime. I'm the last person that should be getting Prime.
In fact, Nicole keeps saying to me, like, I'm never drinking that shit. Like, I'm never drinking it again. Like, it does something terrible to me. And then literally this morning, I hop in her car. It is 9:30 in the morning. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, it was like that Tiffany. Haddish? Is that her name, Tiffany?
From what?
But she had an interview where she was like, I don't like to drink, but the parasites. But the parasites. And that's you.
I don't like to drink Prime, but the parasites love the Prime.
It's true. I love Prime. I seriously do.
No, I don't like it. I gave my mom all of the electrolyte ones.
Those are the ones you should have kept. Those are good for you.
I don't need
that
shit.
You can be hydrated.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
I need the extra B12.
Oh, it has B12 in it?
That's what the energy comes from.
No, in the energy drinks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually, when you're watching my cast this week while I'm gone in Oregon, take them all away from me. I'm not joking. Take them.
Oh, I will.
Like, take them. Like, it's harm reduction.
I was already planning on doing it before you asked.
I was going to give them all to you, but, like, I just keep having to, like,
But the parasites keep wanting the Prime. The parasites keep wanting the watermelon strawberry. The parasites must be happy. I must please.
And then I just
get like
really
a tapeworm?
What, in the Prime?
Your parasite?
That's what they mean by the forever chemicals. The forever chemical in question is the fucking, like, tapeworms
that
are inside of
me. Snatch. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Get it.
Hey, guys. All of you guys have been asking me how I've been losing a lot of weight recently. It's because I've been really scared and I have a tapeworm.
I want whatever intestinal parasite she's having.
Yeah, those epic rumors are not true. I lose, like,
But the fucking tapeworm rumors... Very true.
I lose like a whopping 2 pounds because weight fluctuates and I'm like, guys, please stop with those Empic rumors. You guys need to chill out with that.
Meanwhile, not a single person has ever. They're all commenting, you ate under your shit.
Damn.
Not Ozempic.
Damn. Like, I like to imagine them.
Yazadwam, yaboyashe. I've been saying it like literally nonstop.
Teaching Jake how to say I ate, I fear. It's the scariest
really
thing I could have
me.
What else is there like in our language that I could say, that I could teach you?
I don't know, but I've been dying to make one of those TikToks with you where it's like, we say this when like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
yeah. You say a lot of things, but I can never think of them.
You need to explain better what you're talking about because this is a podcast. And when you say, what we say this when blah, 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 blah. Explain.
Okay, so like the person will hold up the phone and it's like heads up. Have y'all ever played fucking heads up? Oh, let me explain that. That was Ellen DeGeneres' game.
Is that still around even though she's not around anymore?
I think it is. How do you think she's making money?
That's her legacy.
That's literally her legacy. But anyway, it's like heads up, but like you will write, you know, things like slang that your group has.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, and the person holding the phone has to guess what it is based off of the other person's description. There.
Happy. Okay. Okay.
I would have to hold the phone.
Let's play. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. You say this when you fear that you ate, but in a different language.
Oh, yes, that's why I'm your boy.
Nice. Yes, good.
What did you say? You say nine? No, what did you say? You said something.
Nice.
Oh, nice. I thought you said something
I'm
in Polish.
I'm not fucking German. I'm not German.
How do you
I'm
say, how do you say like sleigh?
I don't.
How do you say like pride?
Oh, we don't have that word in Polish.
Okay.
Like, that's not a word in Polish. No. We don't
What about, like, gay?
It's like a Catholic say. Gay.
Gay. Oh, that's why your mom. That's that was the first thing your mom ever said to me.
She said,
except she wasn't saying it to me. She was saying it to your grandmother, and she turns over to her and she goes, gay?
And you couldn't decide
and
for
I,
what.
And I was like, Polish is such a beautiful language.
They definitely were not.
No, I know. They never said that. Okay, so, like, we say this. When I literally can't think of anything, like truly, like I started that sentence and I can't think of shit.
Where's your brain?
Wait, what do we ever
sift past the forever chemicals?
I'm wading through the mud of the Forever Chemicals right now. I don't know, Nicole. Like, what do we fucking say ever? Like, you know what I mean? I can't think of anything.
Okay. All right. You just want me to have, like, an unsuccessful, like, channel and, like, unsuccessful videos.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. I'm not giving you that content. That's going on my TikTok. Has your TikTok been blowing up recently?
No.
Oh, mine has.
No, that's nice. Good for you.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm
running the microwave s'more game. Like, it's my fucking job.
Oh, that's right.
Do you even care?
No.
Oh, okay. I went to a Renaissance fair yesterday.
Oh.
Bitch.
No, Jake calls me while I'm, like, in my fit of, like, I want to say rage.
I call you.
You called me yesterday.
Oh, because I was at the Renaissance fair and I really need to talk to somebody.
I know, I'm sorry.
I needed someone to be there for me.
I intentionally, like, ignored your call because I was like,
I knew you did. I actually hung up before it even finished. Like, I was like, yeah, she's not picking that. Like, after, like, three rings, I'm like, yeah, she's not picking that shit up. But
either she picks up on the first ring or yeah. She's not picking up at all.
Yeah.
I'm swallowing my gum.
You are?
Yeah, so that we don't.
Oh, I just realized.
Yeah, I just realized.
Oh, how am I going to get it out of here?
Just swallow it.
What? No! I don't want to die like you.
I'm not dying. I swallow my gum all the time. I swallow my gum every day.
Okay, 1 second.
Just do it.
Stop peer pressuring me. It's actually...
No balls. You won't swallow it.
I literally can't bring myself to swallow
it. Yeah, you can.
It. Like,
yeah, you
No, I'm succumbing under the pressure.
No, you can't swallow it.
This is oddly erotic. Why can't I swallow it?
No, just swallow.
Okay, I did it.
That's good. Good job. I'm really proud of you. See, there's a first for everything.
Thank you.
No, I intentionally ignored your call because I wasn't doing very well. Emotionally.
You're like, no, don't worry. I actually only intentionally ignored it.
I wasn't.
Despite you.
I wasn't trying to be like a bitch when I knew that you were like in need. I knew you were at the Renaissance Fair.
What if it was too tight on me? And, like, my nose is like this the whole
time.
Now
you're like, all of your dad's breath and juices and stuff are now like all over your face. I wish that was me right now.
I hate you. I hate you.
Sorry, I'm, like, confusing how I'm supposed to... You know what? I do have to say something. After watching a bunch of, like, beekeeping videos and stuff and, like, beekeeping content, like, that one woman on TikTok who's always like, today I scooped the bees up.
You mean Texas Bee Works?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, she had, like, a whole thing happen where she, like, where a bunch of other beekeepers were coming for
what,
her.
What, she's in a scandal?
Yeah, she was. You
in
didn't
a
know
bee
about
scandal?
That?
No.
Yeah, Texas Bee Works. She's the one who's like, another day of saving the bees.
She did something wrong?
Well, people were saying that she, like, fakes her videos or that she's, like, not actually, like, doing... Because she doesn't wear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's, like, just... She's kind of just, like, cunty like that. Like her and the bees communicate on a level that,
yeah,
like, nobody else would
understand.
Yeah, and
maybe she has arthritis and she's trying to heal it. And, like, bee
what?
Stings are supposed to help arthritis.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that. And she was, like... Or people were just saying that she didn't
CGI'd
practice, like,
the
good,
bee-hugy.
Like, bee ethics. Because she like the way that she handles the bees and stuff.
She's probably doing more for the bees than any of us are. So.
I know, and you're all, you know what? If you think that beekeeping is a bad thing, like, fuck you. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, beekeeping is really good for the environment. Like, I think more people should be beekeeping.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, actually, it's good. Like,
yeah.
You're saving the bees. Remember, bees are, like, endangered. Are they endangered still, or did
yes.
we save them?
No, they're endangered.
Wow.
As a vegan, I'm very pro, like, ethical beekeeping and local beekeeping and ones that actually take care of the bees, not like mass produced
like
honey or,
stuff,
or
yeah,
anything
no,
like that.
That's wrong.
But locally sourced honey and like local bee apiaries and beekeepers, they're like actually really fucking good. I was in a class about what's it called, what's the thing called when you like care about the earth,
being a fucking loser.
Oh, when I was in college, I took the loser course. I took the sustainability, environmental studies, whatever, like, class. It's not loser
oh, yes,
studies.
Yes.
I'm just saying that because you called me a loser for it. But,
oh.
And I took a class in that, and I was, like, very anti, because I've been vegan now for, like, 8 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And I was, like, very anti.
Good for you. You're so much better than everyone else.
Yeah, I'm very superior.
Oh, are you?
You know, I haven't talked about it on my channel. I guess this is my bee coming out story.
Oh,
my
God.
Honey. You know what? Pride comes in all different forms. That's what the bee in LGBTQ plus.
Do you remember the ad you did for YouTube where you were like, I came out as a YouTuber?
That was not what that was.
I know, I'm kidding. You're like, yes, pride, this is what pride means to me. I am out and proud about being a
They're
YouTuber.
Like, okay, now explicitly say that you're queer. And I'm like, can I be a little bit more elusive? Do I have...
Do you guys like really.
I'm like, what if I'm unlabeled? They're like, oh, can you have a label for this?
That's literally what happened to me in being an RA. But you finish your story, and then we'll talk about.
No,
that.
So I. That's what the B stands for in LGBTQIA. Is B's?
Yeah.
B supporter. B who you are. B for your pride. B lover. Honey.
Stealer.
No, and I. I'm not a bee stealer.
B honey stealer.
Oh, you think I'm a colonizer?
Bees are actually colonizers.
Are they?
That's
because they have colonies.
They have colonies.
No,
and or those ants.
I was just nervous about ever like having honey because my mentality with things was always like
honey?
Very black and white, especially when it came to veganism. And it also has part to do with my OCD, which like one day I will probably like dive into more. But I guess it's good to have like real conversations on the podcast rather than just talking about like shit and cum.
No,
I know that's really hard.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
I know.
I'll let you finish. But no.
We can get back to shit and come after this.
Okay, great.
And I just, like, always was a very, like, black and white person when it came to veganism. I was like, oh, I have to be the perfect vegan or else I am a bad vegan. Mm-hmm. Or, and, like, I cannot consider myself vegan. I made a video, like, a couple years ago about, like, things that annoy me about vegans. And I talked about how, like, I wear leather that I either, like, secondhand get from, like, my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I thrift or whatever because it is better quality than like plastic leather, which that's what it is. Like that's what fake leather is. It's plastic and like it's way better for the environment. And if it already exists in the environment, like I would rather be using something. Anyway, I have talked about this before, but like I got so much shit in the comments being like, then you're not a vegan. And I'm like, fuck, but like I really thought I am. And I think like after that point I stopped caring about what the opinions of others are kind of being, rather that my ethics are like following through, because at the end of the day my ethics are like I want to like try and produce the least amount of harm to the environment and to animals and to people as possible. So like I try my best to like buy locally, I try my best to, I do eat plant-based, I do eat vegan, I buy cruelty-free and vegan makeup and skincare, and like I will mess up sometimes and like something will be an accident. Like I got a bagel last year at a restaurant, pretty sure it was real cream cheese, and I still ate it because I was like, well, I have it.
Yeah.
And like I already ate half of it anyway. And it's gonna go to waste.
Yeah.
Does that make me forever not a vegan? Maybe in other people's eyes. I don't know. I wear leather. Does that make me not a vegan? Maybe in other people's eyes. But like anyway, when I was in this like sustainability class, like they talked about they brought a beekeeper in and like they talked about how good what they were doing, like the impact that it has on like the environment and the bees.
Yeah, because it is good. It is a good impact. And I feel like people really get so caught up in like
semantics and
names. Semantics, yeah. Exactly. And yeah. Like and just like, oh, like they pass the bees out like with smoke and then they steal all their honey. It's like, girl, like it's, I don't think it's that deep.
They're not gonna do anything with the honey anyway. Like
yeah,
the
exactly.
Honey that they produce, nothing is going to happen with it as long as like they're being provided with food and they're not being
exactly,
abused.
Exactly.
But
they have Stockholm syndrome, like it's a symbiotic relationship.
Oh my god, it's so cute. Their little legs are like covered in pollen, some of them, and they're like crawling in because they just came back from work.
That's their job, yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cute. That's like when you come home and you're like covered in cum.
Yeah, from my job.
Yeah, from your job.
As a butt slut.
As a rock climber.
Oh, is that what you think I'm doing?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Cock climber.
Cock climber.
Excuse you.
Excuse no, you tell your story about how when you were an RA, they forced you to be gay.
Oh, yeah.
How they, like, forced
they
you.
They literally, like I actually like, wasn't no, gay until I became an RA. And then, like, somebody said to me, they're like, oh, you're, like, the gay one, right? And I was like, what? And they were like, I'm sorry, that wasn't a question. You're the gay one. And I was like, oh. No, I did, like, a campaign. Like, okay, Temple does this thing where they take RAs for Res Life, and they'll be, like, they want to like, exemplify, like, the diversity at Temple for Res Life and, like, how they have, like, people who are, you know, Asian American, Pacific Islander, people, like, people of color, queer people, trans people, all of this, right? And they basically just want to, like, use your identity for their own marketing purposes.
I'm like offended that they never like used me for anything, like well, for diversity.
What were they gonna they were like, we have enough dumb people. Oh, YouTuber?
Yeah,
I'm surprised that,
like, we are an oppressed minority.
It's true. And like I work from I just got done work.
It's 5:19
and it's 5:19 p.m. And I just got done work.
Yeah.
Try being an influencer for
once. Well, so what? So you showed up, you were an RA, you were straight, you were this, like, white
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, yeah,
putty. Like, nothing to, like, offer.
I'm not trying to hook up with the other RA, Jack.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to do that shit. Like, I'm straight as an arrow.
Right.
And then they asked me to do this campaign, basically, where they were like, we need you to submit 3 I am statements. Like, I am
ugly.
Ugly. Oh. Were those the ones you submitted?
Oh, no, they didn't ask me to submit at all. Like, I was so offended that...
They you know what? They should have, because they definitely needed ugly representation. Like,
there is no reason for our race.
That's the real minority, is the ugly.
No.
ugly people, I feel sorry for you.
I just want to make it known that in RA life and res life, like, the sexual tension in res life...
What?
And, oh, am I the
only one? Yeah, you're the only one. What are you talking about? That's not true. I had sexual tension with Jack, so...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there is something about putting a bunch of, like, 19, 20-year-olds in a confined space,
and
like, basically
about suicide.
In summer camp, and force them to be like, okay, this is how you revive someone if they are passed out drunk. Okay, this is how to stop someone from jumping off the ledge.
And you're like, oh yeah?
There's just something that, like, really gets everyone going, because they all end up dating, they all
That's
end
true.
Up, and there's just really...
Remember your old roommate's boyfriend? The one who was terrible, and I was like, he's not gay?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was chosen as one of the... They should have chosen him as the gay one, but instead they chose him as straight when he had to start dating a woman. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
I had a situation where... It's funny. I had a situation where...
I love when you say that, and you're about to say something incredibly traumatizing and, like, horrible. Go ahead.
This person might see this, and that's okay, because it's too funny just to not tell.
Who?
You know who. As soon as I say it, you're going to know who.
Okay, go ahead.
They might see this because they recently told me that their roommate listens to the podcast. So, I knew them throughout. They are one of the people who, like, found love in a hopeless place. They had the sexual tension in res life.
Yes.
Like, you know, talking about suicidal ideation and everything. And they found love. And then they proceeded
Whoa, look at the dragonfly on my foot. Oh, you missed it.
Okay, so as I was saying, so they were one of the people who found love in a hopeless place, and then they were still RAs when it was COVID. Mm. But there was this rule that, like, you couldn't go to other people's buildings, I guess. We wouldn't know because we stayed home.
I went home, yeah.
We both went home.
I went home, so.
And I quit.
Oh, yeah. You weren't even an RA when COVID was happening.
No.
Not anymore.
I was like, guys, I'm going to be a YouTuber instead of an RA.
Yeah.
COVID happened, and there was this rule that, like, in different buildings, mm-hmm. different dorms, you weren't allowed to go over to the different dorms.
Yes.
Because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so this person hit up one of my friends from college. Like, they don't even know each other. Like, I may be, like, their only mutual friend. And this person hit up my friend, was like, hey, I heard you have an off-campus apartment. I was wondering...
I remember this.
I was wondering if you have a spare room.
Yeah,
because
that's
my girlfriend
a mess.
And I can't see each other and we can't sleep together. And we're wondering if we could rent out the spare room for, like, a couple nights a week.
Yikes.
And we'll pay you.
And they didn't.
My friend never responded. She's like, I don't know these people, and they want to rent a room. I'm not offering a room. Like, she's like, it'd be one thing if I was
innkeeper.
Like, if I was, like, renting out a room or, like, subletting a room, but they were not doing that at all.
Yeah,
like, they were just
up.
Living. It's like, if you're living in your normal life in your normal fucking house, and then people are like, so can we hook up there? It's like, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Why don't you go to someone
get, like, an Airbnb?
Why don't you actually go to someone who is offering a sublet or, like, has a spare room or something? I don't know why they did
though,
that.
Though, like, that is so dystopian, isn't it? It's like, they, like, imagine a dystopian novel where you were never allowed over the other person's house. And, like,
yeah, I mean,
and, like, you wanted to hook up so bad that you had to go to, like, dingy, dark places.
That's so,
like,
romantic.
It is.
That's so romantic that they were like, babe, I know a place. And they take you to, like, 17th and Cecil. And, like, that's, like, wonderful, and I'm so happy, and I hope their relationship didn't work out, but
damn.
I'm, you know, I hope that they were able to, you
It's
know.
A tough one. It's a tough, it's, I feel like to be an RA and to be in a relationship is tough.
I just think that was the funniest story ever. Like, being like, please, it's COVID, can we fuck?
They were a part of the campaign that I was in.
Gay?
No.
Gay.
No, but he
I
was.
Felt worthless.
He was.
I felt
I think
gay.
He was. I got those pictures, though, taken of me for the I am thing.
Yeah.
And, like,
and
I used them forever.
I am ugly. I am.
well, I was
I
like,
am
I am resilient. I am independent. I am like, I forget what my third one was, but they were like, can you, like, be more descriptive to me?
Can you be more gay?
Like, can you be more descriptive? I'm like, okay, y'all just, like, literally want me to say I'm gay.
And did you?
No. I ended up leaving the campaign because I took those pictures and I ran.
Damn.
I was like, thank you, Lindsay Allen, for the pics. Love you.
Aw.
No, but it was like, I was like, that's complete bullshit. Like, you're just kind of using me. And I wasn't out to my parents at the time. That's really the main reason that I didn't do it. I was like, you guys should really make sure that, like, you're not outing people with this.
Yeah. No, yeah. That makes complete sense. It's just, like, weird how, like, we've been sitting here for, like, a while, and, like, you haven't been asking, like, oh, how are you doing, Nicole? Like, it's been, like, 1 week and 3 days. Like, how are you feeling? How are you coping? Like, you haven't, like, said any of that.
With, like, anxiety and depression?
No.
With your OCD?
No, I have all of those things presently. It has not been 1 week and 3 days since that. I'm talking about something, like, a little bit more, like, intense and, like, severe and, like...
Oh, like something really serious.
Like, I've had that app on my phone where it's, like, you have been 1 week and 3 days without...
Sober, yeah.
Yeah, from on the sober
Hassan
app.
Piker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you, like, okay? You have been, like, distant recently.
I've been weird.
Yeah, you have been weird.
I've been, like, dissociated.
And you know what's even weirder? You haven't been texting me asking me if you were acting weird. Like, that's probably the worst part, is, like, usually you're really aware of it, but you've just been, like, so distant.
Just been acting weird.
That you've just been acting weird and, like, not noticing it about yourself.
Every single time I try to talk about Hassan Piker, it fucking stops.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
It's like they don't want me to talk about Hassan
Piker. So what, you're, like, a week and a half now sober from Hassan?
Yeah, and it's rough.
You're so, your boy sober.
I know.
You're beast sober.
You know you're I'm doing sober well when
he's,
I'm
like,
not.
A hairy beast.
Imagine if I, like, texted... I don't have Hassan's number. Imagine if I DM'd Hassan Piker the day after what?
Nothing.
What?
What?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not.
Oh. Whenever someone says, why are you looking at me like that? You should say, like, Chassie from The Parent Trap. What do you mean? I'm looking at you the way that I always was.
I love that you just referenced Chassie.
9 pounds, 5 inches, whatever the hell that she says.
You know what I've been doing is I've been getting, like, weirdly sentimental with our friends because I'm moving. And I'll say things like... Guys, I'm really going to miss this.
We haven't seen any of our friends recently. I don't know what the
hell
you're
talking about. I said
that to GM. Oh,
did you? The other day. Anyway. Well, I'll say it with you anytime.
Oh, I'm around. You're living with my boyfriend.
Yeah, you are around, you big back bitch.
Guys, the Ozempic rumors, they are not true. No, I...
Hassan.
Imagine if I DM'd Hassan Piker the day after I saw him at the Creators for Palestine thing, and I was like, hey, sorry if I was acting weird yesterday.
You should have.
I should have.
And then after that, you send, like, 6 more texts that are like, oh my God, it was so weird that I sent that. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't, like, I hope you're not weirded out.
Last Thursday, I went to LA for literally approximately 12 hours, flew in, like, 8 a.m., left literally, like, that night at, like, 9 p.m. I was back at the airport. And we raised $1.6 million for Palestine relief.
Wow.
And it was awesome. Wow.
You did?
As if you don't know that.
You did that? I know. Hassan was slapping a man's ass the other week.
Because it's pride.
For gay.
Be who you are.
Be who you are.
No, I...
God hates...
That was the first time that I was around a lot of creators because I never, ever really do anything with influencers. Like, I've been to a skincare event, like, once... in New York, and then I went to, like, a party where a lot of YouTubers were at, like, once, but I never really go to I went to VidCon Baltimore as well.
Yes, I do remember when you did that, and you met Hiram there.
I did! Yeah. It was so sweet, but I, like, don't really do influencer things, especially it's kind of tough, like, living in Philly, because not a lot of stuff happens around here, and, like, most of the time when you're invited to stuff in New York or LA, they tell you quite literally, like, the night before, and they're like, RSVP, now! And so, like, I just don't end up going to things, really, but... That was my first time in LA ever, but I could only go for 12 hours because I was going to Ohio to do, like, Skibbity Riz Ohio. Yeah. And so I had a Skibbity Riz Toilet Ohio wedding the next day.
Wow.
And so, like, I had to only
be
there.
I hope they don't ever see this and see that you called their wedding a Skibbity Riz Ohio.
No, they called it that.
Oh, they did?
On their invitations, it was, like, Skibbity Riz Ohio
sweet.
Toilet
Actually,
wedding.
I kind of like that toilet wedding. I'm our toilet wedding.
And, So I was like, okay, like, I will go to LA and I will do the stream because that was, like, super important. And I'm, like, one of the founding members of Creators for Palestine. I remember when I was in there and it was only, like, 20 of us. No, it was really cool.
Back in my day.
It was about, like, a month ago when it started and there was, like, literally 20 of us in there. And it was, like, Nikki Carrion started it. and Hassan Piker was in there, and Curtis Connor, and it wasn't a lot of us, and it somehow turned into something way bigger. But the story behind it is that, like, so basically I kind of helped run the admin stuff on the side in the beginning, like helping set up the Tiltify, like to get the donations and everything. So I was the one in charge of, like,
There's a bee that's trying to kill me.
Oh, okay. So there was, there was a lot of back and forth about what we were going to do with the goal for the money. And, like, initially, and I was the person that was, like, in charge of, like, basically setting that all up on the website, what our initial goal was going to be. And we were like, I think we could maybe do $100,000. We could maybe, like, raise $100,000 for Creators for Palestine. And this is before, like, now there's, like, over 120 creators, like, in Creators for Palestine. But, and literally, I remember Hassan Piker in the chat. I never said this before, but then someone mentioned it on the stream, so I feel okay to finally say this. But we're, like, all in this group chat on Instagram, and I'm like, all right, I'm setting the goal to 100,000. Hassan Piker's like, 100,000? Set the goal to 500,000. I can make $100,000 in 30 minutes. And we were all like, ow! Literally. All of us, like, okay, texting separately in our own personal text, being like, did you just see what Hassan Piker said in the chat? We're all like, oh, like, exclamation point. That was just the group consensus was, oh.
Wow.
But, I mean, good on him.
He
for,
was
like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, good on him for encouraging us to do that. And so we raised it up to, we were like, fuck it, let's go to 1,000,000. Then 1,000,000. We hit that the morning of the day of the stream, and then we hit 1.5 during the day of the stream, and it was awesome.
That was
but
cool.
No, it was like an amazing event, and it was like my first time meeting a lot of creators. Like, I had never met all these people. It was my first time, like, meeting Trin in person, and your internet mom Ash, and they're like the sweetest girls ever. Nikki Carry On,
awesome.
Like, literally all of the commentary girlies, I fucking love them. Miles Bonds from Try Guys is so fucking sweet. The Try Guys themselves are so fucking nice. As much as, like, you can probably assume, like, yes, the Try Guys are nice, except the one that cheated on his wife, but, like, they're all so fucking kind and nice.
Yeah.
They were all really nice. Like, Keith was so fucking nice from Try... They all the guys from Try Guys were so nice. Jarvis is, like, one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Jarvis Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking sweet. Ted Nifison is one of the nicest guys I've ever met. He was so kind.
Mm.
It was... Jarvis, Ted, and Hassan were the ones that were judging us.
Oh, was Hassan nice?
So we'll get into that. So Jarvis, like, Ted, and Hassan were the ones that were judging our hummus and tabbouleh that we were making, like, from scratch with no recipe, because that was kind of, like, what our competition was. And I did that with Denims and Sabrina. They were the ones that judged it. And, like, Jarvis Johnson was so fucking kind. And Ted,
he was, like, fresh.
He said afterwards, we sat down, and he goes, what was that thing called? Tabbouki? And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, tabbouki, that the thing that you just made. I'm like, what? I'm confused. What are you referring to? And he's like, the food that you just, like, made us try, tabbouki. I'm like, tabbouleh? But
tabbouki?
Tabbouki. But now Hassan Piker's an evil fucking man. And you know what? Hassan Piker, you will pay. I love having beef with himbos. That is my favorite thing that I could possibly have on my lore. I'm gonna do a video about my lore eventually on my channel coming, and for people who, like, listen to the podcast, then they'll fucking know, but that is, like, a thing that I want to do. I want to do a Chronically Online Girl Explains Nicole Raffi lore video. That is the one thing I'm gonna have. I have chronic beef with himbos.
Chronic.
Number one, Jeff
terminal
Wittick.
Beef with himbos.
Jeff Wittick telling me that I'm gonna blow up, threatening my
wild.
life, telling me that I'm gonna fucking die.
Sounds crazy. He hasn't even followed through. Men ain't shit.
What, with blowing me
with
up?
Blowing you up.
I know. Now having beef with Hassan, like, literally king of himbos, has been incredible. So he's very kind. His dog is really fucking cute. That's the cutest dog in the entire world. Don't do that.
No, there's something in here. I felt it.
Okay. So, how do you do, my lady?
I thank you, good sir.
That was the whole competition, that we had to make food without having a recipe for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did they think of your food?
Well,
no, like any like memorable quotes of, like, what they maybe thought of the one that you made? Nothing truly too
I think
bad.
The exact words from Hassan Piker's mouth were, it tasted going down like it was like mulch, because it sits so heavy in your stomach. it was so bitter because I kept the stems of the parsley in, and that my hummus has set us back by years, wow. by generations.
Who, like women? Or just like Palestine?
I think the world in general. I think us as a community, and that it reminds him of Israel. That I think that had to have been maybe his.
Oh, so nothing like too terrible or crazy. Like, no, like you've got worse reviews.
And you can
before.
Definitely like put it in if I like misspoke and I didn't quote exactly like what he said. Like you can insert it because I'm sure like I definitely like he definitely didn't say it word for word like this reminds me of Israel.
I could eat this hummus. I wouldn't be like. I'd be like,
not much of it though, because it will sit like mulch. You have set back.
Oh my God.
Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, meta cuisine.
That's a wild thing to say with everything happening right now.
You've set it back by many, many decades. Okay. But in many respects, I will say it is quite similar to how Israel operates in that regard.
Oh my God.
So at least, yes, your tabbouleh reminded me of Israel.
But, you know.
No, he. I'm gonna be honest. He did.
He did
basically say, "Hey, I did watch the stream." I know, surprise, because I was asking all these questions like I wasn't. But that's just me being a true journalist, a true podcaster. But yeah, no. That I he was like, yeah, this set us back, and this tastes like Israel.
Okay, so my memory is correct.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? Usually, you don't remember the things like that.
I just get really nervous around conventionally attractive people. That's not even like. I like Hassan. I like a lot of what...
You're never nervous around me.
Right. So wow. I really like Hassan and I like a lot of his politics and I've watched his streams and like I do think he's a nice cute man because everyone thinks that. I am really nervous around conventionally attractive people no matter... No, yeah, okay. Like I said, like it's not about you and clearly if I'm not nervous around you, then like get the hint. So
you're fucked up. You know what? I make really easy friends with ugly people.
Okay, good.
And I make podcasts with ugly people. What about that?
But for him to say something like that to me, I don't know.
Did it grind your gears? Did it really grind your gears?
I can just see us having like long-term beef and I can see this like really being my like villain origin story. I think someone said that on Twitter that literally was my villain origin story because of all the faces that I was making in the back.
Really? I thought I actually said this to you. I was like, oh no, you were like one of the only like really super fun people on it, like who wasn't taking it so seriously. Everyone else there was like, this is the competition.
No, they were all so sweet. They were all having fun. They were all having a great time.
Well, you came across as like having the most fun.
Oh.
You were like
this hummus might be better. I got a little lick.
Oh.
Me like blacking out in front of a camera and like being so fucking nervous.
Yeah, you did exactly what you said you were gonna do in the last podcast episode where like every time Hassan said something you laughed. Like
oh my God. Stop.
Stop it, Hassan!
It's so funny.
Me like hitting the back of his head.
Yeah.
Stop. No, I did get really nervous and I did black out. And I also didn't even think to mention this like while on air, which I totally should have. Like, how fucking crazy is it that they made four women make food
that
for three
wild.
Men?
That was wild. I was thinking that the whole time.
That is wild.
And I was like, yes, she does the cooking. Yes, she does the cleaning.
I do.
And for Hassan Piker, bitch. I'll do the cooking.
And they were definitely playing it up. The food was not fucking bad. Like, did we add too much tahini to the hummus? Yes. Am I allergic to sesame and did I still eat the hummus? Yes.
That's why her face got all red and puffy.
I am actually... Oh. Oh.
Oh, was that not why?
I just, like, didn't get to do my lymphatic drainage that morning.
Oh, shit. Your gua sha.
My gua sha because I was on a plane. No, I just... First of all, I am, like, actually legally... I'm legally allergic to sesame. I know I've said I'm allergic to a lot of things, but
I'm legally allergic to sesame.
My blood work come back that I am actually allergic to sesame. And was I eating all the hummus? Yes.
You were?
Yes. And it was good. And then they threw it all away. Like when they were getting judged by the judges, like I was like, oh my God, at least we have a whole like container full of hummus and tabbouleh like back there. And then they like cleaned it.
They were
it
like,
all
no,
up.
This is really bad. Like nobody's gonna want
this. I know,
this.
They fucked up for that. But anyway, we won. And they were obviously doing shtick and they were like playing it up and like being mean and stuff. Like I walked out and I was like feeling good. I was like, oh, okay. Like my segment's done. Like I was so stressed out for this. I was so nervous the entire time. And I quite literally sometimes like black out in front of a camera, especially when like other people are recording. And in them, like I walk out super happy And then everyone in the room, like, at the Try Guys studio is like, yeah, so, like, the comments said that, like, the vibes are really off. And I was like, what?
And you're like, it's my fault.
I genuinely, I was like, me?
Nicole,
like,
got ready to apologize. No, like, she was like, she was building up and I'm sorry.
I'm not joking. I thought that they were going to say that, like, I was being mean to the other girls because I was trying to, like, play it up with them. Like, I wasn't letting, like, Caroline, like, wash her hands. Like, I was, like, joking around with denims. Like, I was
Well, yeah, it was really weird when you, like, hip-checked her.
Right, right.
And then, like, and you were like, get out of the way.
I know.
Whore.
I know.
That was weird. But, like, I didn't think... I thought it was, like, all fun and games.
I was just having fun with it. Yeah. I was just having fun. And, like, I told them that. And I was ready... Like, I totally came up to them and I was like, I hope that you guys know that I was just, like, playing around and kidding. Like, I did actually genuinely say that. But, they're like, oh, my God, yes. Like, I thought that the comments, like, in the chat...
Caroline just starts crying. She was like, oh, that was really fucked up.
If there's anyone that could make me cry, it is not Hassan Piker. It's Caroline.
Aww. She was so cool.
She's beautiful.
She was. Oh, my God.
And she's very sweet. Everyone there was, like, so kind. But Sarah Shower's awesome. I know Sarah Shower wasn't in my segment, but Sarah Shower's awesome. And we were all... I don't know. I was just so nervous that the comments were, like, literally about me because everyone was like, well, the comments just said that, like, the vibes were really off and that, like, people were being really mean and, like, it just didn't seem like a good time and that it seemed so hostile. And I was like, it was me. I did it. I was the hostile one. I fucked up. Yeah. I felt so fucking guilty and so stressed out just for then, Jarvis Johnson to come up to me and be like, I'm so sorry. Are we good? I was like, what are you talking about? And Ted came up to me and apologized as well. It was like, we were being way too harsh. Like, we were just trying to have fun with it and stuff. Like, chat thought that we were being way too mean. I was really, really nervous about that. And I just didn't want to make anyone stress out. But they were so kind. And they were, like, apologizing. They were like, we were just trying to have fun with it. Like, we did not mean to be mean. I was like, dude, no. I thought everything was cool. I was like, we would have had nothing to, like, joke around about if you guys were, like, super nice and stuff. But you know who didn't apologize at all for their comments? Hassan Piker.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't need to, though.
Hassan Piker needs to personally issue me an apology.
That should be the title of today's podcast.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah. Hassan Piker needs to apologize.
Hassan Piker owes me an apology.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
That's good.
He is really tall.
He is?
Yeah. My phone was blowing up.
Is his penis girthy?
Okay, you cannot put that.
Oh my God, I'm just asking, like, I'm a journalist. I'm asking the questions everybody's asking. Is his penis girthy? Answer yes or no.
Someone commented on the last podcast episode that there should be a compilation of all the times where I just look at you and go, you cannot say that.
I should leave more of them in then. Oh, I have magnesium to give you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yay!
Because I've been having really strange dreams on magnesium.
Yeah,
Nicole's like, magnesium, it'll help you sleep, it'll help you sleep, it'll help you sleep, whatever, blah, 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 whatever, I'm influencing you, and I buy it magnesium, and I start taking it again, and then I remember why I stopped taking magnesium, is because it gives me nightmares, and the other night, I had a fucking terrible-ass dream, where I was interviewing Harry Styles, and he would not stop touching his dog's penis, like, he would not, and I kept going, excuse me, and he would be, like, petting, like, the dog was, like, sitting, like, here, and he'd be, like, petting its, like, sternum. And then his hand would just, like, go down there.
And you're yelling at him. And he's like,
and I'm like, stop, stop.
I'm Harry Styles. You can't tell me what to
like,
do.
Like, basically, yes. Is that not terrifying? Like, I wouldn't wish that on my worst fucking enemy.
My dreams are a lot scarier, Jake. So, like,
that's not scary to you?
Jake,
Imagine having a dog yourself. And you're watching a dog essentially get molested on screen.
Yeah, that is extremely sad and very scary. But, like,
imagine how that dog must feel.
It's a competition, and I'm telling you that mine are worse.
Okay. Well, I also had a dream, or I also had a magnesium nightmare two nights after that. When I, yeah, literally
magnesium-induced nightmare.
And I literally had one where I was, like, pulling at my tongue, and it was, like, stretching out of my mouth, but, like, in, like, you know what? You know, like, fermented beans?
Yeah.
How they get, like, that sticky stuff all around them, and then it, like, sticks them together? What?
Sorry, I accidentally locked my phone for 5 minutes because I can't open it with my big-ass fingers.
You're so... I'm sorry, I'm going to put in the clip at the beginning of the podcast where I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to open my phone, and you went, I will. And now you're gonna get all your data deleted.
I got locked for out for 5 minutes.
Oh my god, wait, what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Oh my god, you're not even gonna be able to check Instagram.
You know what Jake tells me the other week? Jake was like, did you hear about the new update with iOS? And I'm like, which one? And he's like,
oh, you're actively gonna admit that you're like, that you're a terrible person right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So Jake tells me that there's this new feature in iOS where it basically allows you, the music is going to start vibrating, like all the beats and everything, like it's going to have haptics so that you could feel all the vibrations from music. And I'm like, oh, like what would that be necessary for? And Jake is like, I don't know, I think that's fucking stupid, like I don't think that should happen. And
that's
not what happened.
You were like who the fuck means that?
No,
that's dumb.
And I was like, that's really fucked up and very
you're so dumb.
Wait, what's the word for it? Ableist.
Yeah, so you don't even know the word.
No, it's very.
You don't even know what you are.
No, it's very ableist of you for you to be like anti accessibility for people who cannot hear or are hard of hearing or are deaf, and like this is the perfect thing for them because now that they can feel the vibrations and everyone should be able to enjoy music. I thought that was really fucked up of you, but anyway, turns out
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me, sticks back to you.
Jake finds out that it's fake because Jake does not
know. No, it's not fake. I said, that actually might not be real because I did just see it on TikTok. but then I looked it up and it is on Apple's website and I actually sent you that link.
You are the type to fall for like AI art and...
No, I'm not. Oh my God. But I happened on Facebook like a lot
recently. I was
going to
say, you're going to fall for the AI art that like our parents are falling for right
because
now.
Because I missed... No.
The pictures of like Jesus like holding up like...
No, it's I've seen a lot of pictures of like cakes and like cheesecakes and stuff with like miraculous like swirls in it or whatever, and everyone in the comments is like, looks delicious. I'm like, that's fucking AI, you bitches. That you're so dumb.
That's you with iOS updates, because that's not true.
No, well, it is.
I personally wish that it really was real because I would have put Love of My Life by Queen. I would turn the haptics on for that.
Don't say what you're about
and
to say.
I would put it down my pants.
Yeah, why were you playing Love of My Life so much recently?
Okay, so the Love of My Life from middle school,
that song also like has no drums to it like whatsoever. It's just like an acoustic guitar, so if you put it down your puss you would feel nothing.
I don't care, I want to be reminded of me losing the love of my life. Sad. I played Love of My Life, it played on repeat so often that night, it's gonna be on my Spotify like top five or whatever the fuck it's called.
Jesus Christ.
I found out that my middle school crush, who was the love of my life, just got engaged. And it wrecked me. Wrecked me. Like, I literally commented underneath his post, what if I killed myself at your wedding? I'm not going to be invited to his wedding. I didn't comment that. I commented, congrats.
Yeah, with like a bunch of crying emojis after it. And like heartbroken
emojis. No, it fucking hurts. It really does fucking hurt. And I know that man is not listening.
Wishing
to
you the best. And it's like all those like troll emojis, like the ones that are like, you know.
I'm like genuinely like really distraught over that. Like that like really fucking wrecked me. This kid told me in the 7th grade. I confessed to him that I had feelings for him before winter break because like we were like good friends and everything, like we would hang out. I took him to New York his very first time. Guess where he's living now? New York.
Oh, damn.
So
you're
yeah,
an influencer.
I doxed him. And so wow. You fucking get engaged, you wrong me, I'm gonna dox you,
bitch.
Anyway, he would always tell me about like all the girls in his life. He would tell me about all the girls that he's like swapping spit with underneath the bleachers. He told me that like his first time having sex, he used 2 condoms. And like,
yeah, we've actually like, weirdly enough, we've talked about that.
I
before.
Know, because he had such an impact on my life. I have never felt a love so sweet like that.
A love
then.
So sweet.
And I remember being like so distraught. I was like, he lost his virginity. Oh my God, he lost his virginity. And then I was like, I think he's lying because I don't think you're supposed to use 2 condoms. And then I like Googled it. It's like, do not do that. I think he, now looking back, totally
this is the
like
the second time you said don't use 2 condoms. You're not supposed to use 2 condoms on the podcast.
Which like, is weird that happened twice.
Which, no, but like honestly, we are sex ed.
We are sex ed.
We are sex ed. And don't use, what's the other thing that they don't recommend? Pulling out. Don't use pulling out.
Yes. Keep it in.
There is sperm in pre-cum,
no,
ladies.
Keep it in. Come inside
don't
or don't,
do that.
Pulling
don't
out
do that.
Is not safe.
Don't do that.
There's no act.
Pulling out's dangerous because, like, you could get your tip ripped off.
She could bite it.
She could bite it.
Teeth. And I just, like, remember just being, like, really distraught because I, you know, he meant so much to me. And I told him, like, before winter break, I was like, I do have feelings for you. And then he told me, like, oh, like, maybe when we get back from winter break, maybe we can date or something. And like, I was so fucking excited for winter break to end. I was like, oh my God, love of my life. And I was super hyped to get back to school just for him to, oh, you know what happened? I think I might've even mentioned this on the podcast before. Literally, we were at like the lunch table and someone said something along the lines of like, oh, do you like Nicole or something? And he was like, ew, no, she's like a sister to me. And
that's so sad. Like a sister, so he's into incest.
No, I had like so much pain in me. I don't think he ever liked me. I don't think he ever had a twinge of feelings for me. No, genuinely.
No, genuinely.
I could not shut up about Fousey Tube. There is no way that a boy could have
liked me. Well,
you
weren't married at the time to Fousey Tube.
No, dead ass.
Yeah.
I was so heartbroken by him, and then he moved away, and then, you know, we grew apart, and like, anyway, like seeing him get engaged really fucking hurt me, and it sent me down a spiral of like me looking at old photos and old messages between us, and then me playing Love of My Life by Queen over and over again, and like me wishing that like it was the haptics were real, like for iOS 19 or whatever, so that I could play Love of My Life and that the haptics could be happening down my pants. And then I went down a further rabbit hole, which I do like every few months, where I went onto Facebook and I went into my old Facebook messages with the first girl that I really liked in middle school, in which I was so fucking thirsty and desperate that it's actually so sinister and embarrassing to look back at. And I sent you the screenshot of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, here's my number. Hey, I'm so mad that you didn't bring your phone to school.
Hey, why haven't you texted me?
Are you okay? Hey, text me. Hey, I think you should listen to Same Love by Macklemore.
That was crazy. That was crazy that you told her to do that.
But like, that love was so young and so sweet.
And you were like,
I can't change. Even if I drive. Freshman year, going into freshman year of high school, like for field hockey, we had to do like a parody and like perform a song. And I did Same Love. But like I did something along the lines of like, I can't play field hockey even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Oh, that's kind of cute though.
Yeah, but like,
I can't play.
I was trying to appeal to all the lesbians on the team. I'm like, please.
You're like, and I can't change even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. And then you go off and get like the canonically sexy man from Legally Blonde. Oh no, I was zoning out during your story about that man because I kept thinking about when you called yourself an OG Tubian to Fousey Tube, and then when he proposed, you went, oh.
I hope he's okay. He's going through a lot right now.
I know. I want you to make a Chronically Online Girl explains
Fousey Tube. I won't. I will not do a Chronically Online Girl on Fousey Tube. He needs to heal. He needs to like.
No, I miss him.
He needs
you
to
could
seek
you could bring his career
help.
Back.
Maybe
with that, you know, it's like you could be the next Shane Dawson documentary person.
No, maybe I could like center him and be like, please, you're not like this. Come on, please. Like, look at me, baby. Look at me. And then maybe he'll remember me and be like, oh my God, is that Surfing Amanda from Twitter? Because that was like my fake name on Twitter because I went by Amanda because I was too
He's
scared
like,
to go.
You wouldn't happen to be my wife, would you?
And he'll remember me.
Probably.
I was considering getting an Aura ring.
Like the birth control ring that goes up your vag?
That is called a Nuva ring.
Oh,
I was talking about an Aura ring. You get them from Best Buy. You can't get birth control from Best Buy.
See, and that's the problem with this country.
Okay. You can track basically like your temperature, and that's how people like use natural birth control, is by taking your temperature and see like when you're ovulating and stuff like that. And I really wanted an Aura ring, even though I am on birth control. I have no plans of getting off of it. And like, I just wanted it so that I could know more about myself. But I think I decided that I don't need to know more about myself. That's exactly why I opted to not get it. I think me knowing every little detail about my life, it's supposed to tell you when you're stressed. If it was up to me,
it's that obsessive of your OCD.
If it was up to me, and like if I had the money for it, I would be hooked up to a heart monitor at all times, just because I'm curious about myself. Like, I just always want to be knowing more about myself.
Oh my God, you're so like my little brother coded.
Oh yeah, he has a heart problem.
Yeah, he's like supposed to get like a thing inside of him soon.
A pacemaker?
No.
Oh,
a pacemaker is like a new heart, isn't it?
It helps your heart beat.
No, he's supposed to get like a thing that monitors it, like implanted, like a chip
forever,
like a fucking dog
forever.
I don't know.
Well, if he gets lost, now you guys can find him.
I know. I'll be like, check the app.
Tell him to find
my friends.
An air tag in him while they're at it.
I think I'm getting together like a time capsule to put inside of him so that like we can like
open it up when he dies,
we can open it up.
I think all of us should, like everyone in the friend group.
Oh, remember when we put this in 3 months ago? Sorry, that's really sad. My brother died. 3 months after the surgery. Sorry.
He's fine. He's fine. He's fine.
He'll be okay.
So your whole grandma's house on fire?
Why would you say that?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm nervous, Nicole.
You know, normally you say, like, smoke you out, like, in terms of, like, you're offering someone weed.
I thought it was sign you out, that you're offering them cum. I'm nervous. Do you want to open it?
Yeah.
Oh!
Wait, hold on, hold on. I don't want to hurt them.
I know.
Oh, they're on the inside!
Hi! Oh my god, look at the dead one.
Where?
Right there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, this is what she was warning me about.
Aww. Okay. They're so cute.
I know.
Do you need help?
Are they on the inside?
Yeah, they're all on the inside. That's the wrong way. Yeah.
Is it on?
I think this...
Oh, yeah. No. Oh.
Now,
oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I hope you're okay. I'm sorry, Jay. God. I'm sorry. Oh, I think God. They're okay. I think they're fine.
I'm sad. Like, I hope that they're okay.
I'm sure they're okay.
This is cool, though. Do you want some?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, ready?
Let me get a hit. Wait, can you make it look like it's coming out of my mouth?
Yeah. Wait. I hope that works. I can't tell.
No, it's gonna look like the stupidest thing in the world.
Do you hear them?
Yeah.
Like, going, like, around us because they're trying to, like, save themselves?
Yeah, I do have ears. No, they're fine.
I just feel bad. Like, I don't want to... I would feel really sad if we did something that, like...
No, I don't think we did
upset
at all.
Them.
I don't think at all. I think they're good.
Okay.
Kaylee would hate this.
I'm, like... You know how I am with, like, think like perceiving things are in distress or things like that. Like, I don't like that.
I don't think they are in distress at all.
Look at you. What is it?
Honeycomb.
Is it a rare fossil?
Papa. Papa.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.